whole time I was seeing him, I was kind of just using it as a psychology experiment, and I didn't really like the guy. I more just wanted to see if I could break his heart. And it was fun.
So did you break his heart then?
Just a wee bit.
I hope I did a little damage.
Wow. Okay. Why do you hope that you did a little damage?
Just, I like humbling men.
You like humbling men?
Yeah. It's like my pastime.
Your pastime is humbling men. Mm-hmm. You do work at the Spearmint Rhino, so, at a strip club, so. Do you humble men there?
No, I take their money.
What an evil bitch. Guys, listen, for everybody that was in the live stream last night, right? Okay, first, remember how all the vaccinated people were popping up in our Bluetooth? They found a way to hide it. Big fucking huge shout out to Cliff. Because Cliff, that's why I tell you guys, make sure you're on Telegram. Cliff unmuted his mic in 2 seconds and said, "Hey Doc, you know there's a way around that, right?" Thing is, I don't remember step 3. So check this out. Right, last night, I'm sitting right here. We're in the middle of the live stream. We're having a fucking blast. We're all talking, sharing shit. Cliff unmutes. He says something came up about the Bluetooth. Cliff said there's a way around it, right? So if you have an Android, if you have an iPhone, I don't fucking know. I would never own one of those things. But this is just as bad. You go to About Device, right? I don't know if you guys could see that, but all right. You go to About Device. You scroll down to this little thingamajiggy where it says build number, right? Build number. That's where you go. I think you got to tap it like 5, 6, 7 times, something like that. Now, here's the step that I don't remember. After you tap that, you are on as the phone developer, right? It changes your status into developer mode. So once you're in developer mode, I forgot where the hell to go, but in one of these damn screens, there's a bunch of settings, right? And one of the settings now says, show hidden Bluetooth devices. So in other words, if you're not in developer mode, right, and you just go to scan Bluetooth, you'll see your basic shit, you know, headphones, radio, you know, your car stereo, your car itself. That's what you'll see. But when you go to show all hidden devices, dude, so we were sitting there on the live stream last night, right? I'm not gonna lie to you guys. I didn't tell you this at the time. I wanted to do what I did just now first. As soon as I hit show hidden devices, bam, 7 popped up on my phone. I'm like, oh, shit. Now, I didn't want to tell you guys this for everybody that was in the live. I didn't want to tell you this, but I start freaking out. I'm like, yo, did they fucking, like, sneak in my house and vaccinate me in the middle of the fucking night? Am I one of these signals? So I said, you know, I didn't tell Vivian, didn't say nothing. I kept it to myself, like a man. I kept it to myself. So I went and I dropped the girls off just now. It's a couple miles away, but there's this one part where it's just a bunch of gas tankers and nothing. Like, there's nothing for a mile in each direction. So I stop, I pull over, boom, developer mode, boom, boom, boom. And then I took a deep breath, and I said, scan Bluetooth devices. Nothing. Nothing. Not what, because there was nobody around. It was just me. In fact, no. One did pop up as a car passed. I'm like, you poor damn fool. So that was the only one. As soon as he got further enough away, Bluetooth went away. I said, no problem. I said, okay. I feel a little bit better knowing that my body ain't giving off no signal. Okay, good. But I had to make sure. So when I got home, I reversed into the driveway, and I did it again. Boop! Turned on, scan. One guy that I know is vaccinated, he's at work. But now 6 different devices came up. There you go for your devil code in. So guys, try it. I don't know, Cliff, if you could, I know you're going to watch this. If you could put in the comments on Rumble or BitChute or Brighteon, exactly the step that I'm missing where you go to turn off device. Any of you that were there last night, if you guys remember the process, just put it so that everybody else could see it. But you have to unlock the thing that says show all, you know, like, in other words, all devices that are hiding. I don't know how Big Tech did it, but they knew that we were catching on to them. And these fuckers tried to do something with our phones. Most likely if your phone got an update, or honestly, your phone is constantly sending and receiving information. But they tried to hide it. They tried to hide it. But bam, you cannot hide it. All you have to do is just unlock that that one thing that says, you know, show all hidden devices. And there you go. All right, on with the show. Here we go, deplorables. If you're wondering why that's so important, Rosa, I apologize. I didn't see that you put this, that you emailed this to me. And this is a very big reason why I was so concerned about these Bluetooth signals and so on and so forth, right? This was just at the World Economic Forum. Bam!
I think there's a huge impetus now for a national digital infrastructure. Digitization in healthcare is, I think, one of the great game changers. You know, we should be helping countries to develop a national digital infrastructure, which they will need with these new vaccines. And then, you know, finally, it's also about showing people and showing the political leadership that you can make a positive difference to your healthcare system by adopting these measures, because they've got an impact beyond any particular disease and or pandemic.
National digital infrastructure that they would need because of these vaccines. You heard that right. See what I mean? You see why I was freaking the fuck out all night? Oh man, they're not even trying to hide it anymore, folks. Get the vaccine. Don't. I don't want nobody saying, well, doc, you're not a doctor, so how are you going to tell me what to do with my health? Okay, motherfucker, then you go get it. Go ahead, go. Go down the block, go ahead. Hey, doc, could you fucking kill me right here? Yeah, sure, no problem. Stick dead. Or after you get these vaccines and you get these horrific fucking blood clots, stuff like this could happen to you and they'll just say, hey, this guy's just delusional. Sorry if you just ate, but the man was picking that out of his whole, out of his own body, and the doctor said, nah, man, he's delusional. What he's seeing is not really what he's seeing. I shouldn't smile. I shouldn't even laugh. I should be fucking outraged, and I am. However, I cannot, how could you say, direct my outrage in a certain direction, or at least I won't say it publicly, if you know what I mean. You know, it's like these things happen to people. Nobody gives a shit. Nobody gives a shit. Nope, no. This is totally normal. This is totally normal. It's fine. No, you're delusional. Or no, I think it's, aren't you taking that blood pressure medication? Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's that. Really? When shit like this never used to happen to people?
Okay. Do you want to go lay down?
I'm gonna go outside.
No, you need to stay inside. It's cold and rainy out there.
Try to lean back so you don't fall.
I'm tired of living this way.
I know, honey.
Stunning and brave, safe and effective. Really, for that poor man? For that poor man? Who was totally fine. Totally fine. Until a bunch of people that should be hung for treason got on TV and said, no, you need to go get this. It's safe. It's totally fine. It's good for you, actually. You're going to feel better. You won't be able to get sick. COVID? Ha ha ha. You'll laugh at that. Not to mention, one of the biggest perpetrators of this is Joe Biden. Didn't he say on television, on camera, that we could all see, if you get this vaccine, you won't get COVID-19? Didn't he say that? Now, let's pull the brakes on something. COVID-19 was not real. Coronavirus, whatever the fuck, it was not real. But COVID-19 actually is the fucking vaccine! Do we not know this already? Dude, the second you tell me a guy died in a fucking motorcycle accident, got his head fucking chopped off, God bless his soul, and on his death certificate you put that he died of COVID-19, I was like, nope, it's all bullshit. Killing off old people, there goes our history. Turning our young kids into fags, well, there goes our strong economy, our strong men, there goes our military, our soldiers. Making sure that the military gets vaccinated, well, there you go, we have no more fucking defense. They don't, listen, guys, we talk about toxic masculinity all the time, right? But don't you think that we need toxic masculinity? Seriously. Who fights in all the wars? You want to try this new generation and tell them to go to war? They're fucking sitting there on the battlefield talking about, oh my God, I'm going to upload this to TikTok. Really? Do you not see what they're doing to us? Do you not see what they've done to our country? To our people? Murdered us off one by one. Meanwhile, they slowly but silently, silently but surely replacing us with a bunch of motherfuckers from the South. They don't have to get vaccinated, but you piece of shit bigot. If you want to keep your job, you have to. And then insurance companies, life insurance companies are saying, yeah, well, you know what? It was experimental, so we're not going to pay. But my job told... This is his corpse talking. But my God, my job told me I needed to get it in order to keep it. Yeah, nah, that doesn't matter. Fuck you. And fuck your family. Now they're not getting any money. Because you didn't have to take it. And you know what? I stand behind that. When people say, I had to for my job, I had to. No, the fuck you didn't. You know what? I don't want to offend anybody that was forced to take it. You guys know I usually don't give a fuck about offending people. But I do have some subscribers that were put in a situation where they had to take it. And at the very same time, I would say, no, you did not have to. I would have just quit. Fuck it. Go work at Domino's. You think I'm fucking up my DNA? My God-given DNA? You think I'm fucking that up? He gave it to me! Every fucking thing about me was given to me by him. The second you start fucking up with what's on the inside, I don't think he would recognize me if he saw me. So I'm not fucking with my DNA. mRNA. Fuck you! Sons of bitches. But going back to weak men for a second.
I told you that the system needs men to be weak because big government can't grow without weak men. You can't have things in place like lockdowns and restrictions and whatever, by the way, stage two of all that is going to be because it's coming. Mark my words, I said it here. You can't do that stuff without weak men because when you try to do stuff like that, it's the guys, the strong men, the alpha guys who know how to defend and protect themselves, who aren't afraid to be guys. Those are going to be the people in society that stand up and say, oh, big government, I don't think so. I don't think so. You've gone too far. So they need those guys to be figuratively castrated yesterday. And one of the ways they do that is they make those men feel bad about everything that makes them strong and male, and they make them apologize for it and grovel at the feet of the modern age Gloria Steinems of the world because they need them weak.
And there you have it. Wind up in a pitch. And she's right. Say whatever you want, but you know she's right. They need weak people. That's what they need. Especially the men. I mean, do you really... ladies, don't mean to offend you, but do you really think that the powers that be are worried about you? No, they're not. They're worried about strong men. Opinionated men. Men with... this is the most fucking scary part for them. Men with morals. With principles. With traditional Christian values. But not afraid to put our foot up your asses if you step out of line. Oh, they can't stand us. They can't stand us. Changing gears. Let's go back to immigration for a second. Could you imagine if you went to a memorial for World War II, right? A World War II memorial where men died to protect the freedoms that we have now, and you saw some shit like this?
You know this is a memorial for the soldiers, right? Yeah. You speak English?
Yes, sir.
It's a memorial for the soldiers. Yeah. It's not for swimming.
Yes,
this is like, it's not respect, it's disrespect.
Yes,
they should not swim in here. This pisses me off.
Could you imagine? A memorial for our veterans. And these illegals are treating it like it's a local swimming pool. Does that not infuriate you? Are you not enraged? But guess what? I forgot dude's name in Poland. Everybody got offended when he said...
I've got a message for all illegals. If you don't want to be pushed back, if you don't want to be arrested, if you don't want to be shot, don't come to our borders. Do not come to the Polish border. Then you're safe. It's not us. It's not our police who came up to beat you up, to push you, or to arrest you. It's you who tried to break the law on our land.
Yeah. Try that in America. No, he's racist. He's saying that he wants to shoot the immigrants. Let me tell you something. The last job that this country would ever want me to facilitate is the border. That is the last job. You won't want me involved in that. Because there'll be a lot of bloodshed. I don't care about no cartels. I don't care about any of that shit. I'll make sure that our country is protected. And I don't care what I have to do to ensure the people's protection. I hate saying it like that. But when you come to our country, you piss on our fucking monuments, you use our damn welfare system, you take money out of taxpaying Americans' pockets, you flood the streets with drugs, you rape, molest, and murder the women, I don't care too much for you. But that's just me. Maybe I'm a little crazy. I don't know. But that's one job that secretly I would love. You know what I mean. Anyway, here we go. Another episode of Niggas.
Professionalism is inherently anti-black. Because it's literally a culture created by white people to keep black people out right. from being themselves.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of stuff that's set up when it comes to professionalism is to keep people of color from being themselves.
To keep people of color from being themselves. Oh, you mean like this?
What seems to be the problem?
Everything was nasty. The drink was watered down. Uh-huh. The chicken wasn't hot.
No flat.
Okay, now... I'm looking at your order, man. So you ordered two watered down drinks? You ordered two watered down drinks. Fuck yeah.
Yes, because it was water. I was thirsty. I still had to drink. But
okay.
They...
Well, what was wrong with the wings? I see that the bones look like marbles. So what's wrong with the wings?
It just wasn't the quality that I was hoping for.
As you're eating, okay. All right, so what can I do to make you guys happy? Because we're all about satisfied customers.
I'm not going to be able to pay for this.
I'm not paying for this.
I'm sorry.
But y'all,
now, excuse me. Thank you. Appreciate it.
See, this is why our people can't get along. That's fine. I'll take it off the bill, but that's ridiculous.
Or this.
I'm just trying to go home. Damn. I'm just trying to get to the crib. What do you got, a grenade? Let me use y'all. I can't use y'all phone. I should have been in the house already, Bob. Why am I still on staff with the in the house? They dragging me. Oh, I can't go that way. I can't go that way. Oh, I can't go that way. I can't go.
That was Chicago, by the way, not fucking Kuwait. Or this. That's the future of niggas. Or this.
You just robbed that lady?
Huh?
You just robbed that lady?
I didn't rob no lady. Get out of my face.
You took her. Those are her cards you're shorting out now.
These are gift cards. We're robbing. What are these?
You took her ID.
I didn't take no ID.
Yes, you did. You took her wallet.
No cash. I didn't take no wallet.
You give them back to her. Those are things that you stole and give them back.
No, I didn't steal nothing from her.
What the hell?
This is my own stuff.
No, you stole from a disabled lady.
Oh, that's great. Stealing from a disabled lady. Or this. And to be honest with you, I don't know which one is worse. Okay, you guys get the point. I don't want to hear shit with some dumb nigga telling me, oh yeah, what did he say? Professionalism is anti-black or some white shit. Motherfucker, look at your actions. Look at your behavior. Look at the way you carry yourself. Who wants to be around you? I'm black. I wouldn't be around you for 2 fucking minutes. And I damn sure wouldn't want you around my kids. I was raised in the hood. Yeah, sure. Whatever you want to say. But guess what? I was always smarter than everybody else. Always. I was like, yeah, nah. So you guys are going to just go, what? Steal that car? Okay. Come on, Mel. Come with us. Nah, I'm good, man. I think I pulled a muscle. I'm good. All those guys are fucking either dead or in jail. And guess what? You know, I know some of you are going to say, no, I think you're exaggerating. Not all niggas end up dead or in jail. Actually, yeah, they do. You know how many of the top gang members that pretty much ran my neighborhood? You know where they are? The three top ones are fucking dead as shit. Dead as dog shit. All the stick-up kids, the car thieves, the ones that rob you at gunpoint, them niggas are all in prison. Last time I checked, one guy got 25 fucking years. 25 years. Why am I here? Use your cabeza. Yo, I'm not going to lie to you. I cannot confirm if this is Bolsonaro. But somebody... Yo, this might be him. I don't know. Don't hold me to this. Don't say, well, Doc, you said that was him. I don't fucking know. I just saw it and I was like, holy shit, is that really him? Now, usually I would call bullshit. Usually I would. But the fact that he acknowledged, think about it. Any normal person, if they see you recording him, would be like, yo, man, the fuck you doing? He actually looked and pointed at the guy like, hey, what's up, man? So apparently the caption to that video was, I'll tell you right now. Oh, shit. Hang on. Caption to that video was, he retired and moved to Florida. Less than a week ago, Bolsonaro was the president of Brazil. Now he's mandering around a Publix in Orlando. Now, personally, if this is him, I wouldn't blame him for getting the fuck up out of Mexico, because, not Mexico, sorry, Brazil. Because, you know, these evil bastards will, you know, they'll lock him up, throw him in prison, for whatever reason. I don't know. I don't know if that's him. I don't know. I don't fucking know. Looks just like him. And that acknowledgement, like, hey, what's up, makes me think that that is him. Should I leave you guys with this one? Yeah, I will. Fuck it. It's a man in a drag. Yeah, I don't give a fuck. That's a dude. That's a dude. 100%. No doubt about it. You better wake your ass up. That's a dude. Anyway, guys. Remember, Telegram. Make sure you're on Telegram, guys. You're missing out. Every single one of you that is not on Telegram, you're missing out. Big time. I say that with pride. I shouldn't have pride, but I do say it with pride. Telegram is by far, I think, one of my greatest creations. No, I'm not trying to say it in like a mad scientist type of way, but the community that we've created on Telegram is, it's so awesome. It's, I don't know. I can't take all the credit. Jeremy, you get the credit for, you know, helping create this community that we have. Go to Telegram. If you already have it, just go to @PatriotClubBot, one word, @PatriotClubBot, and that's how you sign up and become a member. All right, you'll automatically be a member of Dr. Patriot Club, blah blah blah. If you guys just want to be in the chat and you don't want a monthly subscription, you could always just go to @DrPatriotClubChat and see all the craziness that we post on a daily basis. I love you all. I'm gonna leave you guys with Grandpa today. It's not gonna be overt comedy, but very interesting. I just watched this morning. I love you all. God bless you guys. Keep Jesus close to you, and always keep Jesus in your heart. But for now, let's chuckle, I guess, a little bit, and at the same time shake our heads as we feel sorry for these people.
One of you will betray me tonight. Is it me, Jesus? No. Is it me, Jesus? It's not you either. Is it me, Jesus?
Yeah, it'd be the voice betray you. That means you're going to fake it to a guy. You're going to go out all dolled up with a Johnson, and you try to get a regular man. That's lovely.
Is it me, Jesus?
Look there. That's stunning and brave. Do you notice the accent? It changes later on. This is the same person who said fake man-made slash, you know, the wound is better than the real thing. Gay guy, Let me remind you.
People are really out here saying that trans choo-choo is the inferior product.
You notice the accent. I mentioned that a second ago. The accent. All of a sudden, there's like a British accent, and they're trying to sell me on a wound that I'm supposed to stick my jimmy into. No thanks.
I'm sorry. We have the designer, expensive, bougie coochie. Like, you're telling me if someone says, would you like this free paper bag that came with my groceries, or would you like this $35,000...
All right, so you remember this one. If you don't, full video in the description. But I wanted to catch up on how he's doing, right? See how the taking of a huge device to keep the wound opens going. Understand the science, you know, and how things are actually working when you create a permanent wound. Oh. Looks like you picked up an eating disorder as well, like anorexic. You're not going to lose that kind of weight from estrogen. You're going to get puffy, lose muscle, and have all sorts of other problems because cross-sex hormones aren't meant for his body. At large mega doses, usually a bad thing.
Hello, I thought I would come on here and do a 4-week post-op update. Almost 5-week, actually. If you didn't see my last video, I had gender-affirming PPV.
This is before he got all excited about his fake wound. You know, the wound, right? The fake slash. He says it's way better than the real thing. How a gay man knows, I don't have any clue. Voice change. And this is interesting because you see the process and you hear about it like it's just common sense. Like, here's how you keep a wound open. You keep picking at the scab.
Surgery in October. Basically, everything's going really, really, really well, both physically and emotionally. All my suture sites have closed over, and some of my scars are even starting to fade a little bit, which is amazing.
You know, normally you get surgery when you're fixing something, right? You got a real problem, it's fixed, or you have to do it. You don't choose to do it. And this is not like getting breast augmentation. Talk about lopping off a Johnson. And all your sexual components associated with that said Johnson fake wound that you had.
My swelling has gone down a lot, right. Especially yeah. On my, how do I say this, my inner labs. I'm dilating 3 times a day, an hour each time. So that's taking up a lot of my day.
Well, the whole day is dilating. Time you get the thing out, you know, you got a half hour startup and tear down on the 3 hours. Each time, and he'll get into some detail. It's very interesting. You know, you gotta have one for width, right? Keep the wound open wide enough. One for depth to keep the wound deep enough. I don't know. I mean, maybe male prison would be good for this.
But I'm able to drive again, which means I'm able to get out of the house. I'm trying to do one thing a day. If I do more than that, I get way too exhausted. My abdominal and pelvic swelling flares up, and I look.
This is like a young, healthy somebody sub 30. That they're too exhausted if they get out and drive for more than half hour a day. We're not talking to an 80-year-old after a heart attack. No, this is a healthy person who chose to do this.
Super bloated and get super sore, and I pay for it the next day. So I'm trying not to do too much. I don't usually post these sorts of things. So if you're interested, if you want to know more, I can only speak to my experience.
We're going to get to more. It gets pretty juicy.
So if you have any questions about gender-affirming PPV surgery, or you want to keep seeing updates.
Don't worry about the acronyms. They don't matter. Just cutting off your junk, making a hole in your pelvis, and a huge wound that you got to keep open for the rest of your life.
About how it's going, please comment, let me know. And just remember that because I've invited you to ask questions about my body and my experience doesn't mean it's okay to go out and ask any trans person about.
Now, you can ask questions as long as they're in the confines of you like this. You're all about it. You say, why'd you do this? Have you thought of just about being a flamboyant gay man who looks like a girl? You can't ask those questions. Do never think that's acceptable. But if you promote this, you support it, every aspect of it, good job, stunning and brave, Joe, then the comments are totally allowed.
Their experience, so please just be mindful of that. But I'm opening the floor. If you have any questions, just let me know. Okay, thanks. Bye.
I just don't know what happened to the voice. I still can't get over it. Go back to the beginning. The voice was a normal American voice. It wasn't this British voice she's got. Maybe she's doing a Madonna. You think, like, voice training. Get the voice down so it's not high, like the voice trained to get the male voice out, because that's the only way they can do it. Then they picked up an accent to be smart, right?
Alrighty, I'm currently dilating, which means it is time for another dilation Q&A. And this is a question I've got.
They're dilating the second. They got a huge thing, a cylindrical object jammed up into the wound. And you got to wonder, is it the big one or the long one? Because there's two different ones. Two different reasons, right, to keep the wound open.
A lot on my last few videos, is dilation painful? And the short answer to this question is no, it's not painful. At most, it's a little bit uncomfortable. At best, it can feel kind of nice.
So they got a pain fetish here. How can keeping a wound open feel kind of nice? It's not supposed to be there. The body's rejecting the fake vag, the Barbie pouch. I know you guys hate that. Rejecting it and trying to close up the wound. You're jamming something in there, tearing a scab every time. That's how wounds heal, right?
And so basically, I use two different dilators. One helps maintain my depth. So I put that one in as far as it will, as far as I can comfortably get it. And then I just put a little bit of pressure on it so I can feel a little bit of pressure at the back of my canal. But it shouldn't hurt, so I don't push it any harder. And then the other dilator I use is one that is a little bit wider, a little bit thicker, and that helps me maintain the width of my canal.
If you had to guess, I want you to put your measurements. Let me start over. If you had to guess, I want you to put some measurements in the comments. Like, how long, let me get my arms out, is the one that has the length, right? How thick diameter is the girth one? Where do you buy them? How do I get into this business to make devices like this to sell to the crazy people?
That one sometimes can take a little bit to get in depending on how I'm feeling. So sometimes I use a smaller one if I'm having trouble getting it in or it's feeling a little bit sore. And then I put that.
Why not an OF account, like a trained OF account with a bunch of, you know, strapping dudes with a big hung like a horse, right? Just giving it to them. That would be like, you can make some money, make some cheddar on the side, and you could keep it, we'll call it, dilated and keep the scab from forming and the wound from healing. That could be a moneymaker.
A smaller one in for about 5 minutes and then size up to the one I usually use. And the one thing my surgeon said, it's actually really important that you don't force things and that things aren't painful. If you do, you can actually develop vaginismus, which is where you're...
I don't even know what that vaginismus means. Don't want to know. Too lazy to Google it. But you don't jam things in there that are too big. That sounds like a personal problem. Now, they're used to jamming things in the rear O-ring, right? The, you know, the bleached rear O-ring for pride. I'm sure that thing's got worn out. So what's the diff here? I mean, just practice, you think?
Body learns to try and fight back against any sort of penetration. It's actually really important that I'm really mindful, focus on relaxing my muscles.
Yeah, your body's trying to heal. So every time you go to sleep, a scab forms. It heals. You break the scab. There's a little blood associated with this. Everybody knows how a wound heals. This is no different. They want to scientific it up and make it intellectual, but it's not.
I'm officially 7 weeks post-op, so I thought while I dilate, I'll give you some updates on how recovery is going. If you haven't seen any of my videos so far, I had gender-affirming surgery 7 weeks ago as a procedure called PPV surgery. If you're not sure what that is, please go back.
So a giant slash, I love how they use these terms, is made, like a huge wound. They can create a pocket and get infected. And now I gotta spend every waking hour trying to keep the wound from healing for the rest of my life. Or just get a guy who just tears that shit up. Maybe like male prison, California male prison for 5 years. Maybe that'll be permanently, the wound would heal, just open. Maybe kind of gashing, gaping. Can we say that?
And look at some of my other TikToks or do a quick Google search. But basically, I had my final consult with my surgeon last week. I sent him a bunch of pictures and he was really, really happy with how it's looking.